This is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We are now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side.
Whoopee! 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 Hi! Hi, me bunny boys and bunny girls. How green it is today. And we be a-wearing the green or you'll get a little pinch, right? Hey, do you remember when you were a kid, if you didn't wear green to school, they pinched you? Or indeed. Punched you, depending on what kind of a cat you were. Right? You remember that?
What I remember is sometimes people would wear orange just to tick you off.
Oh, well. So it's Rich.
Rick.
Rick. Mm-hmm. Again, we have Rick in here. He's been here for the last three shows. I can't believe his tolerance to the Bipolar Express environment. And we also have Liam. Is it O'Carroll?
Yeah, that's how I usually pronounce it.
O'Carroll. Yeah. Okay. And by gosh, we have Malachi Schindel in the studio today. Whoopee!
Hello.
There he is.
What a coincidence that Greg Schindel and Malachi Schindel should know each other.
What are the odds?
Okay. So, this is actually the time to start planting your seeds, right? Even as we hurtle toward the equinox. You know, now that they've changed this time over, it just seems like it's going faster. It seems like 11:30 is a lot sooner than it was a couple of weeks ago, right?
It is.
Also, this was a bad month for Caesar. Beware of the Ides of March! You know, actually, Caesar was thinking, well, beware of the tides of March? So he didn't go to the beach, he went to the forum instead. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Stop it, Greg. Hey, before I get too carried away, I have to say that I've already mentioned Malachi's game, but today he is the Bipolar Express's special guest, and we're going to find out a lot about Malachi that perhaps some of you would want to know about, and what a talented guy. And he's my son. Okay. Hey, but I'm glad you could come in today, because I know you are very busy now, especially on the railroad. You're now a conductor. And as well as an entertainer on the Skunk Train, so I have a question right off the bat here, Malachi. What is it like? You know, what's it like being a conductor and being actually responsible for the lives of these people on this train?
It's a big responsibility, and it's a lot of fun. As a conductor, you are in charge of all movements. All commands to the engineer go through the conductor, and you're also in charge of the safety and security of the entire train. So it's a lot of responsibility, but it is a lot of fun. And I've been on the train for a long time now, so it's
15, 16 years, I think, something like that.
Oh, at least that, yeah, there since the first time I appeared with you playing music. But yes, now I'm going into my third year as a conductor.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's a great job, and it's a fun environment to work with.
So I got another question regarding that. Now that you're a conductor, how do you feel when you're got the other vest on and you're being the singing conductor? Do you see the people differently, or do you have a different feeling for it?
No, not really. You know, there's just a different level of responsibility when you're the conductor.
Yeah.
You're in charge of the more technical and mechanical aspects of uncoupling and coupling the train and moving the cars from one end of the consist to the other. So there's a little bit more a technical and mechanical responsibility. And when you're entertaining, of course, you're focusing more on the hospitality aspect of the passenger experience.
That's right. Well, you know, I have to say to you listeners out there, it's really a great treat to sing as on the train as train singer and have my son Malachi there as the conductor. And, you know, we often team up and get to do a couple of songs together. And oddly enough, you'd think that because we're related, we actually perform a lot together, but we don't. He's very busy in his world and of course, in my world, me too. Hey, what do you say we do a classic old train song?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I hear that train a-coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in folks with prayers and booze. Time keeps dragging on. Well, that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, Mom told me, son, always be a good boy and don't never play with guns. Well, I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. Bet there's rich folks in fancy dining cars, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. But I know I had it coming.
Yeah.
No, I can't be free.
Oh, freedom.
Well, those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Yeah. Well, if I had my harmonica, good one, we won't do it. They free me from this prison. The railroad train was mine. Now I'm moving on a little farther down the line. Yeah, far from Folsom Prison.
That's right.
Where I long to stay. And I bet that lonesome whistle will blow my blues away. And I bet that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Be good. Yeah, that's fun. I gotta say, it's probably one of the most requested of the train songs, Johnny Cash done. Hey, yeah, this is Greg Schindel, train singer, riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97 FM with our special guest in the studio today, Malachi Schindel. And I gotta say, we have Liam Carroll as our engineer today, and we might even get a few remarks out of him.
Maybe.
Yes, he's stingy with his words. Ever tune into his show? He never talks. Never reads. Nothing. Okay. So, Malachi, aside from your regular train gig, you have many other talents and venues, and you play multiple instruments. And I'm sorry, I was supposed to bring in some of the instruments for him. It was my responsibility. I blew it again. But hey, when you have a family, get used to it.
Get used to it. Don't hold it against them.
But anyway, did you bring in some instruments here today that we might find fascinating, that shows a little more of Malachi and his talent?
Yes, I have. I have here a Romanian panpipe, so-called a zampogna, or a syrinx. It's commonly known as a panpipe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Pan, the like, pan. He,
like the Greek god.
I see,
yeah.
Right, okay. I'll bet he could play that thing too.
Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear a little panpipe by Malachi.
Thank you.
There we are. Those are panpipes. My goodness gracious. Whatever got you into playing the panpipes of all instruments?
Well, it's hard to say what got me into them. I fell in love with that particular set of panpipes at the Lark in the Morning music store that used to be in the village of Mendocino.
Yeah.
And had my eye on them for about 12 years or so, and I would go and take them out of the case and play them and then put them back in the case, and ultimately ended up buying them.
Woo!
And yeah, I've been fascinated with different ethnic wind instruments from around the world for quite some time, and have gotten to play with a lot of folks from around the world, and panpipes are definitely one of my favorite instruments out there.
Ah, so, you know, you've also written a number of songs yourself, and I wonder if at this point, how about a Malachi original?
Original, okay.
Yeah. Most of his stuff is quite original, actually.
Okay, well, here's a tune I wrote a couple years ago. It's called Over Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Like
when I look over Jordan,
I gotta say, I love those kind of gospel songs. Seems like that song's been around for years.
Only been around 4 years, yeah.
Well, the message is still the same, I have to say. So, that Malachi's music is not the only creative outlet, by the way. For example, and we will get back to some of this more music, by the way. But Malachi's murals have been and are appearing throughout Mendocino County for the last 20 years now. And could you tell us about whatever got you into this? Because I don't know how he can look at a wall and come up with that perspective. You know, there was one at the church, the Episcopal Church, the Redwood
St. Francis in the Redwoods Episcopal Church, where Malachi paints on a corner. And if you look at that corner, you cannot see it. It's like, I don't know how did you get into that?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of really great art teachers over the years. My first big mural project was with Jackie Pelletier over at Bechtel Grove. And that was the first time I got into painting on big walls. And then through high school, with Kathleen Kirkpatrick, I learned a lot more implementation skills. And over the years, I've studied with some great painters. Michael Miller, who did all the murals down at the Ukiah Courthouse. Bob Cummings. Some just great teachers over the years and showed me a lot about art. And I've had a passion for visual arts pretty much as far back as I can remember. But yeah, I started painting big murals in high school, and then out of high school, I just started doing that as a sort of a career, and got a job with the Department of Public Health, Alcohol and Other Drug Prevention Programs, working with at-risk kids. And we ended up, through our rural murals program, implementing over 20 large murals over about 5 years through county and state grant funding. And we worked with that budget for a while until it was cut. But yeah, there's murals out in Covelo, there's murals in Ukiah, murals in Fort Bragg, murals in Willits, including the largest mural in the county, which is, well, actually, there's going to be another big one in Ukiah that's not done by me. But up until this point, the largest mural in the county on the side of J.D. Redhouse, which many people who live in Willits are familiar with that. That was my largest piece. It's
How many years ago did you do that?
I believe that one was painted in 2007.
Wow, and it's holding up well.
Yeah, it uses a special photo inhibitor paint. It's a south facing wall, so it takes the sun all the time.
Wow.
So yeah, I like to use a bright, vibrant colors in a lot of my pieces. And yeah, as far as the perspective goes, I can't really explain that. It's just sort of something I can see, just years of doing it, I guess, is really where that comes from.
Well, I know you had a very large mural in Ukiah. What was it called, the diversity mural?
Oh, yeah, that was on the corner of Church and State, which unfortunately, last February, was actually stolen. Which is very unfortunate. There was a misunderstanding with the building owner, and they didn't realize that it was a county-owned piece. And there's the brass plaque is still mounted on the wall underneath where the mural used to be. And I worked with a group of about 10 kids on that one. Somebody made off with a significant portion of the mural. I was able to track down some of it, three panels of 8 of the panels, but the rest of the mural remains at large.
Ooh, maybe somebody out there is listening to this show, or will talk to somebody, and
maybe it wasn't stolen after all. Maybe it's safely in somebody's yard being stored and wants to be returned and restored.
Well, you know, you've also decorated the walls of many private homes in this county, and you like to paint jungle scenes and...
Oh, yeah, bedrooms, kitchens, living rooms, landscapes, animals.
You're still available for this sort of thing?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
Well, how can we get in touch with you? How can you get in touch with Malachi for some artwork in your house or mural?
You could call me at 541-401-9174.
Say that again, please.
541-401-9174. Or you could follow me on Instagram at Brass Tinker, or you could find me on Facebook at Malachi Schindel, MalakaiSchindel.
Hey, call me now. You're like, he's like, oh, let me transform your playroom into a bedroom or into a tropical jungle paradise with talking parrots and monkeys and whales. Yeah. Whales? Hey,
Malachi, yeah, there's a big whale. Yeah, a big whale over at the charter school that I think a couple of years ago.
There's one on the side of J.D. Red House too.
Yeah, there is. There's the tail.
One of yours? Oh yes, a tail, a whale of a tail.
Hey, how do you get two whales in a car?
Do tell.
Well, you start in London and drive west.
Oh, Greg. I'm glad it's his. I'm glad Malachi's here today to get me off the hook. You know, I have to say, you know, we're getting to this part. If there's anyone who understands and constantly practices this particular quote by William Shakespeare, it's Malachi. He dresses his art. He drives his art. He paints his art. He plays his art. Anyway, the words go, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven stages. At first, the infant mewing and puking in the nurse's arms. Gee, I always remember you like that. Anyway, since we're mewing and puking in this thing, Malachi, he breathes Shakespeare, and by the way, so does Liam here. And I thought it would be fun to have both of you guys deliver some Shakespearean insults from my special Shakespeare insult kit. So, Liam, give us a few insults from the man.
Thou fawning, earth-vexing dewberry, what is it thou desirest?
Ooh. Well, give me another one.
What, art thou indeed a roguish, earth-vexing boar pig?
Boar pig?
Or mayhaps a puking, idle-headed lewdster?
Lewdster! Oh,
dare you!
Window-looker! God, give me another insult!
Ah, thou art simply an artless, hasty-witted mumble-news.
Oh, Liam, let's have Malachi give us a little bit of this insult on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Wildlights.
Cease your frothy elf skin, Dewberry.
Dewberry, hey.
Dewberry,
sounds like a band, the Dewberries.
You roguish, pottle-deep mold warp. Saucy, plum-plucked mammoth. Thou art an infectious, full-gorged jiglet.
Jiglet? Ooh, ooh.
What, didn't they make a movie out of that? Jiglet?
Oh, Jiglet, yes. Winnie the Jig.
Jiglet goes to
no,
the beach.
No, Winnie the
Jiglet at the beach, yes.
Uh-oh, we better be careful.
Droning, dead, bolted codpiece.
Oh, the codpiece hits it every time, doesn't it?
Yeasty codpiece.
Hey, I gotta say, give me that paper. Hey, have you had enough insults out there? Well, welcome to the club. Hey, where else can you be a surly, rumple-fed wagtail? Except on the Bipolar Express here on KLLG in the studio with Malachi Schindel. Now, Malachi, I recall you and your sister, Heidi, you got carried away with some filming of your spontaneous vignettes when you were young children. I can remember seeing a little clip from their video where there was a little boy had a piece of turkey laid on his leg and they pretended to cut it off and feed it to him and he took it and he went, tastes like chicken. It was actually quite funny to hear a little child do that. But tell us a little about your acting career and present cosplay activity. I find this cosplay quite a phenomenon these days. So, acting.
Acting.
Of course, you started with a camera, with the kids.
That's, you know, I've kind of grown up with a lot of drama.
Oh.
You know. And,
not for me!
And got into the Willits youth acting when I was probably 6th or 7th grade. And,
Sir Robin.
Yes. First role was Robin Hood. And, went on with the Willits Young Actors Theater and wrote a couple of plays with a couple of my friends in high school. We performed at the Willits Community Theater and joined the Willits Shakespeare Company around 1999 and did many plays with them. And, have done some work in film. And, of course, whenever we do any any musical shows, there's certainly levels of drama that are all often incorporated in the banter with the audience.
Absolutely. You never have it.
Especially when you play in saloons and pubs and places like that. Which, by the way, this Saturday, if you're hearing this before, Saturday the 16th, I will be playing with my musical partner, Forrest Glyer, at The Office in Ukiah on the corner of Main and Mill Street at 7 o'clock p.m. That's Saturday the 16th. And we're going to be doing an Irish-themed show with a bunch of our original songs and some traditional Irish tunes thrown in there. And it's going to be a great time. We've been doing that gig for about 5 years now.
Oh.
So come on down to Ukiah at 7 o'clock at The Office. And another show coming up that I'll be playing at will be the Neighbors in Need. It's a benefit for the Willits Community Services and KLLG Radio.
Yeah, you need all help we can get down here.
That's going to be Saturday, March the 30th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Little Lake Grange. It'll be myself, Malachi Shindell, Tastes Like Chicken, featuring Charlie Valley, Dennis Crisp and the Electric Coyotes, and Miss Cheryl's Marvelous Raffle with some great prizes coming up. So come on down and check out KLLG's Open House and Neighbors in Need on March the 30th, Saturday.
Hey, I happen to know that Train Singer is going to donate 5 Train Singer CDs for the raffle. Hey, well, so now... Malachi, you have, he's got this uncanny ability to capture that authentic sound of the Irish and the Celtic music. I don't know where he gets that because I'm a German Swede and could you maybe give us a little of your Irish flavor here? Maybe. He's got that lilty Irish thing. Jeez, gosh, hey. Well, here's a corny one. When Irish eyes are smiling, 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all
the world seemed bright and good. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure will spirit your heart away.
That was Bing Crosby, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I listened to him on the Google, and he went like this. And I looked at him, his eyes were like, what is that guy on? I mean,
probably a little Irish. Yeah.
Very well.
In Dublin's fair city, where the girl is so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled a real Bible, whose street broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger. Sure, 'twas no wonder, so were her father and mother before. And they wheeled their wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. No one could save her. That was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive. Now, one thing that one of the most beautiful songs I believe is "Danny Boy," and I'd like Malachi. Maybe we could do this together. Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone. And all the roses falling, 'tis you must go, and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's on the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, I'll miss you so. And if you come and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead, as death I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say, and I'll lay there for me. And I shall hear the soft
and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Tell us a little bit about St. Patrick. I mean, I think you know something about this.
So I do.
Please, tell us a
Saint
bit about this.
St. Patrick was a Welshman, or perhaps a Cornishman. They argue over which one gets to claim him. And he was captured as a slave by an Irish raider when he was a teenager, and spent a number of years tending sheep in Ireland, until he heard a voice that told him to go to Rome. So he escaped. He found himself on a ship and went to Europe, where apparently it was completely deserted. He didn't find anyone in France. He kind of wandered through it. What? And eventually made his way to Rome and became a clergyman and then a bishop. And he was sent back to Ireland as the Archbishop of Ireland. There was another archbishop before him, but he was the first one that really spread the word. And he basically set himself up as a Druid, teaching the Catholic religion. And he converted a large portion of the population. He also helped write the laws which were in effect in Ireland up until 1603, and he is one of his most famous things that we think of is use of the three-leaf clover, not the four-leaf clover, but the three-leaf clover was an illustration that he used of the Trinity.
Makes sense.
That it was three leaves, but it was one thing.
Well, that's darn good. Anything else that we should remember?
Well, they say he drove the snakes out of Ireland, but so far no archaeologists have ever found any evidence that there were snakes in Ireland. So the suggestion is that it was the pagans that he drove out of Ireland.
Ah, those snaky pagans.
But in fact, one of the most common misconceptions about him is that he converted Ireland by the sword. He didn't. The laws that he wrote gave equal rights to both Druids and Christians, and that was the law, as I said, until 1603. Ireland was one of only two countries that were not converted by the sword, the other one being Armenia.
Okay, well, there you have it from the lips of Liam O'Carroll, expert. You know what an expert is.
An X is an unknown quantity, and a spurt is a drip under pressure.
Ah, yes, jeez. I thought X was a has-been. That's okay. You're not that. You know, at this point, I failed to bring in the whistles that August was supposed to play. But let us, it's not August yet. It's March. I'm jumping ahead into the summer. So Malachi actually has joined me over the years on recordings, train stuff, original stuff, and I would like at this time if we could play one of the recordings in which I believe you have the penny whistle in it. Drill Ye Terriers. So let's hear Malachi on Drill Ye Terriers drill with his penny whistle. Whee!
Every morning about 7 o'clock, 20 terriers are working at the rock. You know the boss come around, said keep still, come down hard with your cast iron drill, and drill ye terriers, drill, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's work all day, sugar in your tea, down along the railway, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's blast and fire. Huh! Our new boss, Danny McKenna, well, I tell you for sure, he's a mighty mean man. Last week, a premature blast went off, a mile in the air went Big Jim Goff. And a drill ye terriers, drill, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's work all day for the sugar in the tay, down along the railway, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's blast and fire. Next day, payday come around. Jim Goff, a dollar short, was found. When he asked what for, can this reply? He's docked for the time, he was up in the sky. And a drill ye terriers, drill, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's work all day, the sugar in your day, down along the railway, drill ye terriers, drill. And it's blast and fire. On the work and sweat. Ain't no terrier got rich yet. Sleep and work, work some more. We'll drill right through to the devil's door. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. And it's work all day for the sugar in your tay, down along the railway. Drill ye terriers, drill. And it's blast and fire. And blast and fire. But drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill ye terriers, drill.
Drill ye terriers, drill. Now, I have another. We have another one that we'd like to play, in which the penny whistle is used, and this is totally Irish. All the way. Penny worked on the railroad. Let's play that one, Liam. Here we go.
In 1841, I put me corduroy bridges on. Put me corduroy bridges on to work upon the railway. Feel me uri-ire-ye, feel me uri-ire-ye, feel me uri-ire-ye to work upon the railway. When we left Ireland to come here and spend our latter days in cheer, our bosses, they did drink strong beer and Pat worked on the railway. Feeling me uri-ire-ye, feeling me uri-ire-ye, feeling me uri-ire-ye to work upon the railway. Pat do this and Pat do that without a stocking or cravat, nothing but an old straw hat while Pat worked on the railway. Feeling me uri-ire-ye, feeling me uri-ire-ye, feeling me uri-ire-ye to work upon the railway. When Patty lays him down to sleep, the wiry bugs around him creep. Devil a bit can poor Pat sleep while working on the railway. Feeling me uri-ire-ye, feeling me uri-ire-ye, diarrhea to work up on the railway. In 1943, 'twas when I met sweet Beanie Muggie, an illegate wife she's been to me while working on the railway. Billy me uri irie, Billy me uri irie, Billy me uri irie to work up on the railway. 1947, sweet Beanie Muggie, she went to heaven. If she left one child, she left 11 to work upon the railway. Fili mi uri airie, to work up on the railway.
Both Train Singer and Malachi will be on board the Wolf Tree Wolf Tree Turn out of Willits. And we'll be sprinkling just a little bit of the Blarney at ya this weekend. So,
You're reducing in amount?
What's that?
You usually spread a lot of Blarney. So just a little bit of Blarney is...
Well, it's the German in me, cuts it off. So, you know, I've been frequenting the Brick House lately, and I just love what Tom and Sarah are doing for our local talent. I mean, 20 time Buddy Reed, and Just Enough, they were appearing the last 2 weeks. And I'm looking forward to April 5th. For their next poetry night. Do you ever go to that, Liam?
Every time.
Oh, but I'm going to go down there too. And then on Friday, April 12th, I'm going to be at the Brick House from 7 to 9. My PA, I hope my son can come in and jump in on us. Anybody else wants to, I need all the help I can get to, but I really like to turn that Brick House into another place, another venue for the artists of this town. Plus, I love the bagels and the cream cheese and the lattes. Anyways. So, August, it's not August, I keep thinking it's the summertime. Malachi also brought the didgeridoo into the studio today. And if you have not heard a didgeridoo, this will be an experience for you to remember. And Malachi is one of the finest didge players I've ever heard. I mean it. So, let's hear a little of that didgeridoo from Malachi Shindell.
Thank you.
Wow.
Take me back to the back. Out back with the didgeridoo, Malachi Shindell. Malachi, I really want to take as much advantage of you as your talent as we can today. So what else can you play for us? Star of the County Down, maybe? Is that one that you were going to? That's kind of an Irish tune.
It's totally an Irish tune.
Oh, why not on the occasion?
I guess we could do that one, yeah. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left on the Bipolar Express here at KLLG.
There he is. Boy, you should get your own show here, Malachi. KLLG.org, by the way. Check us out.
97.9. Willits, hometown radio.
Where's Willits? Where is it?
Little Lake Valley.
Oh.
Oh, she looked so sweet with her two bare feet and the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, all I shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin Town, and not a maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the county down. Ah, she onward sped, all I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare. And I said, made with the nut brown hair. Always smiled at me and with pride's disease. She's the gem on Ireland's crown. The young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Ban is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin Town. Not a maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen of bed in the county down. Well, I traveled a bit, but I never was hit since my roving career. Fair and square, I surrendered right there to the charms of your Rose McGann. I'd a heart to let, and no tenant yet did I meet in shawl or gown. But if she went, can I ask no rent from the star of the county down? From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin Town. Not a maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen, the star of the county down. Wearing my Sunday clothes, and I'll try sheep's eyes and alluring lies on the heart of a nut brown rose. No cartel yoke, no pipe of smoke, and with rust my plow turns brown. Till a smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin Town. Not a maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen, the star of the county.
Lively, lively, lively little tune. Hey, so let's see what we can do. We've got about 5 minutes left, about 4 minutes. Is there anything else that you'd like to share in these last few minutes, rather than me throw something out and you just, I want to hear you.
Well, oh, you want to hear me, okay.
I do. You've got a 4 minute tune here.
Okay, well, let's see.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Caviar, another glass of wine. Bloated fruit of opulence is rotting on the vine. All the meager morsels on our pretty little plates. Without the seeds of gratitude, a famine feast awaits. Tell me, do you have another 100 in your stack? You work and pay, you work and pay, you never get it back. Try to find a reason not to work another day. But everywhere you turn to, there's another bill to pay.
That's right.
Plastic pickled photographs, gulps of gasoline, bloodshed for petroleum, our new improved machine. A gruesome bits of violence to keep us entertained. The silence is the soldier's voice to keep the bad ones chained. Tell me, do you have enough? You work and pay, you work and pay, you never get it back. jeans, tomato seeds, and lattes made of blood. Watch out, everybody, now the levee's about to flood. I take another picture, but did it up, fish it up, fit it up by surprise. Fit it in the paper, and everybody knows that it's a good lie. Whoa, tell me, do you have another 100 in your stack? You work and pay, you'll never get it back. Try to find a reason not to work another day. But everywhere you turn to, there's another bill to pay.
All right, yeah, that's a song that I wrote for my band Shindig. That's Shindig with an S-C-H-I-N-D-I-G, like my last name, Shindell. And so if you see us on a poster somewhere, come and check us out. You can also check us out.
Post office.
You can also check us out on Spotify. That's Shindig Band. Yeah.
Hey, this is Greg Shindell, trained singer, and Malachi Shindell. We are riding and jamming on the Beat Border Express on KLLG. 97.9 FM Willis, you know. Hey, that Local Lights was really fun. You know, I joined in the open mic before the main event at the Willits Center for the Arts. And next month, you know, that's the second Sunday, Richard Jeske will be the featured performer, and the open mic starts at 5 o'clock. So, and catch Malachi at the office
This Saturday.
If you're listening on a Thursday, you'll make it. If you're listening to this on Saturday, you ain't there. And where are we? We are arriving.
The Bipolar Express.
That's it.
Riding the Bipolar Express. FM radio, rub, 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 rub.